I had a call from the bishop's office a couple of weeks ago asking me, would I be willing to fill in for the delegate for the diocese? And when the bishop's office calls, you kind of say, let me see if I can juggle my schedule. And I could, and so I did. And then I said, what am I doing? I'll tell you a little bit about what the organization is. Every year we have a provincial council nationally, North America actually, so it includes Canada. So we have two clergy and two laity from each diocese in Canada and the U.S. And usually it's the bishop and one clergy. We have, what's Alan's title? Archdeacon? So we have three archdeacons in our diocese. So Alan, tell me, Capel from up in Michigan was the other clergy to go. Dr. Nettie, who is on the standing committee for the diocese, and me. So we meet annually as the provincial council, and then there's a provincial assembly every 5 years, and that is a larger assembly. Other laity and clergy are also invited to come, and that is the time when the new bishop is elected. So the next assembly is in 2024. So I was pretty honored. I was rubbing shoulders with a bunch of guys in purple shirts, and it was delightful in every way to know that I was on equal standing with them. I had lunch with the clergy and the bishops, as well as the other delegates, and there was no hierarchy to the communion we had with each other. So that was delightful. One of the comments that was made about ACNA is we are not political, we're pastoral. And so what we teach and we preach are as a whole. It doesn't matter what side you're on, conservative or liberal. It's all Jesus. It's not political. I made some notes so I can make sure I tell you what I wanted to. We started our time Tuesday evening with just a beautiful service, communion, and with everyone there, as well as many guests from the community. It was at the Falls Church in Virginia, which is one of our largest churches in the country, absolutely stunning building. And they're just equipped to do all the recording and that, and had a large music team, and so it was a beautiful service together. And then each of the days we were there, we started with morning prayer and a Bible study. We had midday prayer, evening song. It was just a time of worship as well as a business meeting. The Bible teaching that we did, I wanted to mention because we focused on Ephesians and how, even though we're a liturgical church, worship really is congregational. We talked a little bit about expressive individualism and how our society has become really involved in finding ourselves and as individuals, but the church is expressing love as a congregation. So really where we find ourselves is in the midst of others who love us as Christ loved us. And our job as Christians is to love each other and to show that. And that is how we find out who we are, is in the midst of loving each other. That I thought was really key to all of it. Our job as delegates was to elect new council members. There's in between those one-year meetings where we do business as the church, we have an executive council who does that work. So that is made up half clergy and half laity as well. We had reports from Archbishop Foley, the COO, Alan Hawkins, who's responsible for all of the business issues that come up, the finance and budget, as well as the Dean of College Affairs, where they're looking at how do we send people to school and seminary and where that happens. Probably the thing to me that I learned the most from was having presentations from all of the ministries charitable ministries as well that we're involved with as a church. So the funds that we send to the diocese support these different ministries. The Anglican Relief and Development Fund was kind of the chosen ministry for educating the people who were there this time. So every session that we started had a different testimony from someone who, as clergy or laity, had been involved in funds that had been provided through the Anglican Relief Fund. And they're, most of the time they're doing some type of relief because of natural disaster or other circumstance. And it was just very powerful to hear how those dollars are spent. The one that comes top to mind is hurricane relief, and how there were some single moms who were stuck in a hotel an hour away from where they lived in Houston. No transportation, no money. They lost everything in the flood, and the relief funds were able to provide a group of ministers there to go and just say, let's go buy groceries for you. Let's get you to the appointment you need to. Let's make sure your kids are eating food because they just didn't have anything. We heard from Next Generation Leadership, which is educating pastoral, possibly clergy people in the future. We had reports on congregational size. We've discovered that our congregations in the U.S. as a whole are down by 30% since pre-COVID, and ACNA is tracking right along with that. So we're kind of in the train chugging to a start again because we lost the momentum of being in full speed. We just need to talk about how do we become attractive again? How do we hit what people are looking for? How do we find what that place is that people are searching for and bring them in? Heard from Always Forward, which is a focus on church growth. The Matthew 25 group, which is serving underprivileged and underserved groups and in multicultural areas in the United States. Global Mission Initiative, which has three or four different sections under it, serving people around the world. The American Anglican Council for Revitalization is doing just what it's looking at. How do we bring new life into the churches that exist? Anglicans for Life, which is for women with children or pregnancies that they're not real sure what they're gonna do about. Churches ministry among Jewish people, and chaplaincy, a couple of things that I wasn't really aware that we were doing so much for. The Prime Minister of Pakistan was there with us and brought us greetings. That was very powerful to me because they're a small church in Pakistan, which is not a Christian country. And he just spoke to how ACNA is such a strong incentive for them. We're not a huge part of the Anglican Church worldwide, but ACNA stood up for what is truth and made our place here. So they look to us as an example as they suffer persecution in their country because they're also small, as well as the Primate of Nigeria was with there, the primacy, they call it. A very similar message. They had one of their bishops get kidnapped on Sunday. So the College of Bishops that was meeting there early in the week had known about that, but he had been released with his family by Wednesday. So that was something we were praying for. Again, that's just a short summary of our 3 days together, but it was truly a blessing to be around people from all over North America who are worshiping as we do. Following the Book of Common Prayer, all in a very large church, the words we say are all the same as we say every week, and just very powerful. Thank you for letting me spend that little bit of time.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for her?
Thank you very much.